Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, my name is Tanner Rankin. I'm an e-commerce and Amazon consultant where I help brands and retailers thrive on Amazon and e-commerce quicker and easier with a simple consulting process known as the Source Approach.
Love it. Love it. Question number two. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is the opportunities that arise that you don't expect. So for me, I also own a software company known as Referizon, where we help brands selling on Amazon connect with Amazon influencers. And my co-founder on that project actually started out as a client of mine. And so the truth is you just never know where things are going to go.
You never know. You never know. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would agree that it's a challenge, but it's an overcomable one. And what we found helpful is that you first want to build relationships with the people that the decision makers know, like, and trust. So whether that be middle managers or whatever that might be, you want to focus on building relationships, meaningful relationships with them, and the rest will follow pretty well.
Perfect, perfect. Question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry? Question number four. I'm thrown off today, Tanner. It's your beard. It's your beard's fault. I'm blaming it.
Dad says it's really cool.
I'm pretty sure he does. Question number four. What advice you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend building a platform. For me, it was a blog. And over the years, it built up the three key ingredients, which are know, like, and trust. And what that led into was an ability to quickly and easily launch a software company out of my consultancy by focusing on a blog for all that time. So I would recommend starting out very similar, whether it's a blog if you're good at talking, or if you're good at writing, it would be a blog. If you're good at talking, it would be a podcast, just like you, Bob. It could be a YouTube channel, whatever that might be. But one of the biggest things is that's something of value that you can offer when building relationships in the B2B space. Because when you're building relationships in the B2B space, it's not all about you. The first thing you want to do is offer value, offer them something of value. And when you have a platform, you have something of real value that you can offer. It makes that relationship building much easier.
It really does. I mean, I add a little bit of my wisdom to that.
Please do.
One of the things that I found people, like, even in the podcast space, blog space, is they don't have a monetization strategy. It's always important that if you are going to go build all this content, what is the goal of this content? So for example, I'll post on Facebook. The goal of the content on my Facebook page is to amuse me. And that's okay. But there are times that my goal of this content is to generate revenue or to have the next person, have them do this thing, and eventually they'll do this thing, this thing, this thing. But always make sure if you're going to build a platform, to make sure you have a plan of action to actually make money. Because I don't know about you, but just educating people doesn't just pay the bills.
It doesn't. It's a good start. It's a pathway to paying bills. But I agree. You have to have a goal and you got to know how to monetize. Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge Yannick Tessier. He is a co-founder over at a gamification for workforce management company called Zizzo. And he is a fantastic brain to pick because he really focuses on the technical side and the creative side as well, and the marriage between the two. And it would really add a lot of value.
Perfect. I'll look him up when we're done here. But question number six is the most important question of the podcast, Tanner. I need you to focus on this one. Tanner, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
All right, so that one's much easier. So in this case, my first sale, what we did is over at Referizon, we were able to harvest the platform that I had at Source Approach, being a thought leader in the Amazon and e-commerce space, to get our first sales quickly and easily. And just kind of harkens back to one of your early questions, which is stressing the importance of building a platform.
Love it. Love it there. Tanner, you now have 4 minutes and 48 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about that kick-ass beer that makes me jealous. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
So real quick, yeah, anyone selling on Amazon right now, I would highly encourage you to focus on your off-Amazon strategy. And I don't necessarily mean driving traffic to your website. It's no secret that Amazon loves it when you send traffic from off of Amazon to Amazon. That's the name of the game. And so anyone selling on Amazon right now, that's going to be a quick and easy way to get ahead. And that could be driving sales to your Amazon store through Facebook ads, through Google ads, but, or it could be influencers, whatever it might be, make sure that factors into your Amazon strategy.
Boom. Love it there. You got 4 minutes and 5 seconds left. Anything else you want to add or we can end early?
No, thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks for having me on, Bob.
No problem. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Sourceapproach.com.
In the description, it's magic. Tanner, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.